Julian twisted the end of the binoculars, bringing the small pink home with a red tile roof into view. The sun was beginning to set behind the house, making it harder to see if there was any activity inside. All the pent-up energy and anticipation that had built up during the day as Julian worked security at the gallery, counting the hours until it was time to stake out Uma's house, had dissipated. Mina had been sitting patiently next to him in the nondescript rental car he'd gotten for the occasion. "This is the not-so-sexy side of investigating," Mina exhaled, donning her sunglasses as she adjusted the seat to incline. "The waiting is annoying, but I'm determined to talk to Uma tonight." Julian stole a glance at Mina. The fading sunlight glowed against her deep brown skin, and he was struck once again by how beautiful she was. The waiting hadn't been so horrible for him. "Let me see the binoculars," Mina said, grabbing for them. "No, you won't know what to look for, and I could miss something," Julian said, shaking his head. "Come on, I'm about to die from boredom over here. I've talked your ear off, and now I need something else to stop me from going crazy," Mina said, pushing the sunglasses on top of her head. She reached over and placed her hand on his abdomen, her hands caressing his six-pack. Julian froze, unsure of what to do next. The binoculars hung in the air between them. A burst of laughter erupted from his mouth before he could stop it as Mina tickled him. The binoculars fell from his hand and bounced onto the center console before coming to a rest in her lap. "Got it," Mina said with a giggle. "You're not playing fair," Julian said, leaning toward her, decreasing the space between them in the small sedan. His leg brushed against the volume knob of the car radio, and the sensual bass of "Sweetie Badness" by Coco filled the air. Julian rested his hands on Mina's as she gripped the binoculars. Their eyes locked onto each other as the world melted away. He was consumed by the taut sexiness of her body. Her breasts, pressing against the orange tank top, threatened to break free. His body responded in the only way it could, growing harder as his hands caressed her arms and rested against her neck. She smelled of sandalwood and oranges as he leaned closer to her face. His gaze dropped to her full, luscious lips. He wanted nothing more than to kiss her, right now. The binoculars fell from Mina's hand and landed with a loud thud on the floorboard of the car. She reached her hands to his face and pulled him closer. Slowly, he pressed his lips against her neck and breathed deeply. Mina let out a soft moan as he trailed kisses down the side of her jawline. Reaching her chin, he pulled back and looked into her eyes. The passion burning in her gaze matched the blaze erupting within him. In an instant, his mouth was on hers as he hungrily sucked on her lips before exploring her mouth with his tongue. She didn't resist and matched his fervor with her own as they indulged in the decadence of the kiss. Seconds faded away as he allowed his hands to roam over her body, enjoying her willingness to be touched and caressed. Her hands moved sensually under his shirt, stroking his back in a rhythmic massage. The music stopped and segued into a commercial for cell phones. Mina pulled back. "Julian, look!" Julian held her close, not wanting to break the trance of her hypnotic kisses. He ached to feel her lips against his once more. "Julian, it's Uma! She pulled into her driveway," Mina said, pushing him away. Julian turned his head toward the front window of the car. Julian said, "Mina, wait!" Mina was out of the car, slamming the door behind her and running toward Uma's house before he could get his door open. Julian cursed under his breath as he exited the car and followed Mina. As they reached the front door of Uma's small home, Julian said, "Let me do the talking." "I'm the one who knows her, not you. If anybody can get her to come clean, I think it's me," Mina said, turning to the door. Using her fist this time, she banged louder.